Well, this came to our minds because Portia de Rossi petitioned to change her last name to DeGeneres last week. But believe me, this is a discussion that has been going on for generations. I mean, you and I represent two different generations.
We do.
And
I'm much younger than you are, Celeste.
Absolutely. But I'm just saying that it's definitely been going on in my family. My grandmother got married in 1939, and she kept her maiden name.
Well, she was a pioneer. Now, I kept my own name. I don't consider it my maiden name. I consider it my name. And my husband would joke that he didn't offer me his name, and I didn't offer him mine.
Okay.
And by the way, he would answer the phone to Mr. Scherr. He didn't mind. He
didn't care at all.
No.
Yeah, my husband, recently married as of August 6th, doesn't really care either. I'm going to hyphenate my name, but that's because we have children.
I think it's trickier when there are kids involved.
When there's kids involved, it changed the conversation. But believe me, our listeners, you guys have a lot to say about this.
My name is Ann Lederhose from Amherst, New Hampshire. I married 20 years ago and kept my name. I never considered taking my husband's name. We have two daughters. One has his last name, and the other has my last name. I wanted my daughters to know that my name is as important as my husband's. Breaking with tradition can send a powerful message, and I have never regretted this decision.
Okay, so that is Anne's solution. We've been hearing some solutions.
Anne of her own name.
That is absolutely correct, in New Hampshire. But here to kind of sort through some of what's going on, we have Yolanda Galt-Cavanis. She's a family and parenting journalist whose work appears in Red Book and iVillage. And good morning, Yolanda.
Good morning. How are you? It's wonderful listening to this conversation.
I had no idea people had so many strong feelings about this. To be clear, you are married. You use your married, maiden, hyphenated names. It doesn't really matter to you. You use anyone. You'll answer to all of them.
And I learned through some research, I'm what's called, there's a name for me. I'm a situational last name user.
No, that's good. Going with the flow.
You're adaptable, Yolanda. That's what
yes,
I like to say.
Yes, I like to think of myself that way.
Okay, and also with us is Wendy Rabus. She and her fiance, Chris, are getting married in October. Congratulations, Wendy.
Thank you so much.
You're keeping your own name.
I am keeping my own name.
Okay, we're going to talk about that decision and sort of the impacts of it in a moment. But Yolanda, first, tell me about the national trend in the United States in terms of women keeping their birth name,
Well, this isn't as new as we think it is. I can remember when I got married in 95 getting a little bit of a crooked eye because it should have been obvious that I would not take my husband's name. And, you know, I'm a journalist, so I kept my name for a while. I wasn't so sure. But across the country, Indiana University did a survey, and 70% of Americans think a woman should take her husband's last name. In fact, I didn't mind that. What shocked me was 50% thinks it should be a legal requirement.
Wow. Oh, dear.
So, I know. That's really, it's kind of wild. It's out there.
I think it's depressing.
I just saw Lynn's hackles physically go up on the back of her neck. But in fact, you say 70% think a woman should take their name, but more than that, more women than that actually choose to take their husband's names, right?
Oh, about 95% actually do it. And you know what? There was a time, and I'm old enough to remember when it was, there was a time when it was, I don't want to say fashion, but there was a trend that women hyphenated. You remember that there was Farrah Fawcett Majors, there was Jackie Joyner Kersee, there was Sandra Day O'Connor.
That was a 70s thing.
It was a 70s thing? Well, you know, and we needed to do that then because women were just getting into the workforce. They'd made names for themselves in the workforce. They wanted to hold on to those names. What's happening now, I believe, is like everything feminist, which we should be celebrating, it's a matter of choice. You may want to do it. You may not want to do it. And
okay.
I think it goes several ways. There are lots of us situational last names.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm one of them, Yolanda, so I'm with you. The thing that surprised me is actually the number of women taking their husband's names is rising. The ones keeping their names is on the decline slightly. But and Wendy, you're one of the holdouts here. You're getting married in a few weeks. You're keeping your birth name, and your fiance isn't all that happy about it. Explain.
He's sort of come to terms with it now, but it was definitely an issue for a while. I think maybe just because he comes from a more traditional Catholic background and went to Catholic school. I asked him about it in conjunction, knowing that this interview was coming up, and he said he just felt like it was a way for us to unite and come together. He didn't really think of it as, oh, she's my property and I own her. But I've just known for a really long time that I I always wanted to keep my name.
You know, that property and ownership thing brings up a little history. The very first woman that we know of who kept her own name was a woman named Lucy Stone. Back in 1850, she was a suffrage leader, and she kept her own name when she married Henry Blackwell. And every woman for a period after that who did the same was known as a Lucy Stoner. So she gave her name to it. I mean,
Stoner means something different now.
Now it means something totally different. But let me just give you this. My favorite line from my hero, who's Susan B. Anthony, never got married. But in 1871, she told an interviewer, "Woman has an individuality as well as man. She should preserve it. Do you suppose that a woman who makes a reputation under her maiden name is going to lose that name by marriage and adopt that of an unknown creature of a husband?"
Well, Wendy, I don't
I'm
think
sorry,
you...
Wendy, you go ahead.
Wendy, I'm sure you don't refer to Chris as an unknown creature, right?
No, no. Well, and to make things all the more confusing, his last name is Fitch, and lots of people call him by that name. So I thought that he would be more than happy with it, that I wouldn't take his name, because it would be really confusing.
Yeah, because they think that's his first name. But Yolanda, there's actually some impacts for women who choose to take their husband's name at this point.
Well, I was going to tail back on what Nancy said. It's true. Studies have shown that there's a Dutch study that shows that when you take your husband's last name, you're considered less marketable, less valuable in the marketplace. That actually you lose, on the whole, that you lose about slightly less than 6%. Maybe there's a difference of about $1,000, $1,100 if you keep your maiden name. There, when you go out into the workforce, this Dutch study says that you're less likely to be hired.
That just seems crazy to me. Wendy, are you and Chris planning to have children, if I may ask you this personal question?
Yes, we hope to.
And they're going to take whose name?
They would take his last name.
Was that also an object of discussion?
I'm fine with it. It's a possibility that my name might be a middle name or a part of a middle name, but I'm okay with it. I work in a school, and I can see where it gets to be a little confusing when people have multiple names.
Yeah, but, I mean, are you ever going to wonder, I mean, is it going to bother you, Wendy, if your kids have a different last name than yours and they ask you who you are?
No, because I think I'll be able to tell them, although I did like the fact that one of you had each of the kids' names had different last names.
Yeah, that was our listener in New Hampshire.
That was interesting. I hadn't heard that one before.
At
my kids' school, in the directory, the school directory, there's in the back, there's a cross-reference section where you take the parent name and it matches. Because I would say about 10 or 15% of moms do have different last names in their kids. And I thought that was interesting. That's the way to do it.
This is the technology catching up with what exactly is going on in people's lives.
It is
great.
Fascinating. I had no idea it was this complicated. But we want to continue to get people's stories about how they solve the whole name game. Yolanda Galt-Kavanis, family and parenting journalist for Red Book and iVillage, and Wendy Rabus, getting married in October, keeping her name. Thanks to both of you.